This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, folks. We are here at the Metropolitan Crime Commission Excellence in Law Enforcement Awards Luncheon at the Sheraton New Orleans, and we're honoring the men and women who make Metro New Orleans safe. And our guest right now is the governor of the state of Louisiana, Jeff Landry, and he's one of those individuals that has embarked upon a number of initiatives to make New Orleans safe, and we're very happy about that. Governor, welcome to the show.
Well, glad to be back. Now in one-on-one.
Yeah, right, absolutely. First time in person.
Yeah.
I broadcast remote, so no one wants to go to the studio anymore. You know how it is. It's so much easier for everyone involved. Thank you for joining us today. Big day, recognition of law enforcement efforts in the city of New Orleans. Your initiative, Troop NOLA. I've had a number of guests on this morning, everyone talking about the successes there. Very excited and can't wait for the full complement to come to fruition. And we know that everyone's working hard to do that, so before the Super Bowl, but huge results already.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. And, you know, I'll tell you something else. The response from citizens throughout the city has been remarkable. And I think that, coupled with the things that we've done, has made it a very conducive environment to be safer. And, you know, some of the things that we're doing, and these are things that we talked about way back when I first started as Attorney General, is that we want the troop not to just concentrate on the CBD, but concentrate on Orleans Parish as a whole, an entire city in New Orleans. That way, everyone else understands that we care about them as much as anyone else. And I think that that's been a big part of our success, really do.
And I think part of the receptiveness of both the chief and the DA and the deal that you and the AG were able to strike, I don't know that many people ever thought that that was ever going to come to fruition.
Me neither.
I didn't either. I mean, I didn't even think about it as a concept. So, and the moment it was announced, I said, well, that's a difference maker. I mean, yeah. That kind of connects all the dots.
It does. It does. And I tell you, of course, one of the things that I'm really excited about is, especially after the results of Tuesday, is that, you know, when we get a new U.S. attorney seated here, you know, one of the things that I saw very effectively done as the attorney general last time Donald Trump was the president, and David Joseph, who's now a federal judge, was the U.S. attorney, he commissioned some of the attorney general's prosecutors. We let them hand select them up in the Western District, and we went up to Monroe, and it made a huge deal. You know.
Yeah.
When the criminals out there know that they got some federal time, I mean, the conduct starts to change.
Well, you take the avenue that makes the most sense for the fact, circumstances, and how the federal law as opposed to state law applies, and what makes the case zing, right?
That's right. That's right. You know, with the mandatory minimums on federal gun crimes, with the length of time, all of those things, I think. So you know, the success that we see today, we want to be permanent, not temporary. And so it's going to take continual efforts. We're going to continue to go back to the legislature. I think we're having a meeting today amongst all the stakeholders in New Orleans talking more about Troop NOLA as the next fiscal session comes up and we have to budget, how do we improve the judiciary? How do we, you know, support the prosecutorial side? And so, again, we are committed to making this city safe.
I had a chance to talk to Colonel Robert Hodges earlier. He was talking about, you know, where they are on the timeline, laying it all out from a human capital perspective. That's a challenge for everybody across the country. But y'all seem to be well on your way.
We are, but we've got great support from the legislature on both sides of the aisle. That is heartwarming. Look, when you start to see the tangible results and people start to put a smile back on, I mean, look, I mean, the Taylor Swift concert I thought was a great prequel, kind of bringing us in. We want to put on a great Bayou Classic. We want to put on a great Sugar Bowl, New Year's, and then the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah,
then the
big one.
Yeah, you're going to be broadcasting the Super Bowl?
No, not. I'm not a big enough boy, you know, for that. I'm not high enough on that ladder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For sure. But it's a great event for the city. I mean, I really, what went on in Taylor Swift and all of the agencies coming together under a lot of different folks' leadership, and I think don't underestimate the value of the mind change here in the city. When you said that others in the city recognizing what y'all are doing and getting them on board, and when you get collectively all of these folks that are cheerleaders for you, it makes all the difference in the world.
It does. You know. One of the sayings I'd always remembered seeing, and it was in a frame, said that your altitude is determined by your attitude, right? And So I think that the attitude of citizens that is changing and saying, you know what, this city can and we deserve to be safe, and then we give them the tools necessary to do that. I mean, look, you did it for decades over in Jefferson Parish. It continues to be a great, safe parish as well. And so, you know, when you have citizens bought in and you're given the proper tools, it works.
A number of folks were a little reluctant at first, kind of, well, you know, what's he going to do? A lot of folks didn't really know you very well.
I think they were having a hard time understanding you.
Yeah. Maybe that too. But that seems to have all dissipated from my view looking in.
Yeah, I think that change and newness is always difficult for people. And there were a number of people that came in when we came in were extremely reluctant. But we worked extra hard to work with those people to show them a vision that brings New Orleans to safety so that the city can be great again. Because when the city becomes great again, the entire state becomes great again.
I was a little disappointed with some of the criticism right before the Taylor Swift concert of a group of your officers and stuff coming in with the homeless camps. And I made the observation, it's not like we didn't know the Taylor Swift concert was going to be here. I mean, we've been talking about it for a frickin' year. I mean, and we were going to provide the remediation 30 days after the Taylor Swift concert. I mean, it just doesn't, it didn't seem like good planning, and I thought it, the criticism was misplaced.
Well, no, you, look, I did too. I think that the criticism is not only misplaced, but it's unfounded, especially when the city has known there have been tens of millions of dollars spent in the relocation and abatement effort of the homeless in the city. It's a problem that is widespread throughout the country, but we knew about it. We've got a time schedule. We were told that we had a commitment to fix it, and it wasn't being done. And so as we get to these benchmarks, look, I would expect them to be further down the road when we get towards the Bayou Classic. Because, again, like I said, we've got these benchmarks that we want to ultimately hit to the Super Bowl. And if you're not, hey, I know, if I was one of your deputies and I gave you a timeline and I didn't meet it.
Don't worry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the collaborative effort only makes sense if everybody's going to be open and honest, right?
That's correct.
And if there's a timeline and you're busting your tail to get the assets and resources together to be able to meet that timeline, and somebody else is dropping the ball, you know.
Well, and I think you hit a key word, honesty. Hey, look, if they were having problems meeting that timeline, then they should be raising their hands up and saying, listen, we're behind. These are the reasons we're behind. Can you help us? But none of that was happening. It was just being, you know, basically, in my opinion, slow walk. And so we took action. And so now we took the action, and we'll see if they can get back on track.
Well, I like it because I think they recognize now.
You got to get.
You mean what you say, and you say what you mean. Right?
That's right. That's right. Look. Me and you both cut our teeth under folks under sheriffs that did exactly that. Their word was their bond, their credit, and they meant what they said. And they did it for the right reasons, in order to protect the public and to do the things that are necessary in order for the community to be safe and prosperous. You can't have the number of people coming in to the Taylor Swift concert and have that element being a problem.
Right.
When you have a solution, in other words, when there's a solution that takes us so that we don't have that issue, then you need to hit that benchmark. And if not, somebody has to step in and get it done.
So let's pivot real quick. You kind of taken a major part of your schedule and set it aside here on this tax reformation issue. They went into session yesterday, and they come out of session right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you didn't have enough to do already.
I'd like to go on duck hunting.
Well, I was just about to say, what happened to the duck hunting plans? But nonetheless, your hopes, I know this is going to be there's going to be a series of compromises. I mean,
right.
You're talking about one of the most difficult topics to talk about. If you had to choose a topic politically, taxes is one of the topics.
Dangerous, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you got to have flexibility, and you got to be willing to do that. Look, just before I got here, I went and testified between House Ways and Means, and I told the members, look, what we put in these packages of bills are not chiseled in stone. If you've got the ability to get us to the same place a different way, I'm all in. And I think that that's important. And look, do I like the timing? I would love to be able to. You probably going. Are you going duck hunting this weekend?
I hope no.
But I think here's the important part. We have this unique. The planets are kind of aligned right now, right? Because what's happening is that if we need to get the constitutional amendment on the budget, you know better than anyone else that constitutional amendment on the ballot helps free up both the locals and the legislature from things that have been tied up in Article 7 forever. And guess what? That happens in March. Then we have the answer, and then we go into a fiscal session, which means we can fix or improve anything that we do in this session that doesn't happen often.
Right.
That's the reason.
So the motivation, more so for the benefit of the listening audience, was aligning up to be in advance of the fiscal session, and then you have to get on a ballot as well for some of these measures, right?
That's correct. I'm going to use that. It's an alignment. That's exactly why. If you know, for the general public, they may think, well, why is the governor just doing this? No, it was very well thought out. When we looked at the time schedule, we said, if we don't go now, we'll lose that opportunity. And we don't want to lose any more opportunities in Louisiana.
Do you get a sense, and you're comfortable if you don't get everything you want?
Well, look, I don't have to get any I want as long as they're hitting the metric, as long as the tax file, as long as what we, as long as at the end of the session, number one, we have that constitutional amendment to put before the peoples. We have the permanent pay raise for teachers. We have the doubling of the standard deduction for seniors. We have all of those particular things. And the tax foundation says, hey, the work of the legislature takes us from 40th to 8th. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter what the final picture looks like.
Doesn't matter. Nope.
Well, thank you so much for visiting with us today. I know you had a tight timeline. We really appreciate it. We will be carrying your speech to the group live on air. So we're fortunate enough to do that. So we look forward to hear your comments to the group. And that's why I didn't ask you about it, because we're going to carry your speech live.
Well, look, maybe we'll talk to you. We're going to be a week before the Super Bowl. We're going to have a whole booth. Maybe we'll get you to come and do a day with us.
Well, we'd be happy to do that.
All right.
Let us know.
Okay.
And if there's a nice duck hunt, I'll be happy to do that, too.
I'll do it. If I get out, I get to do it. Absolutely. Thank you so much,
Governor.
Okay. Take care.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.